MTA Street so far?
So far, so good. We're coming in fresh, brand new. A couple of the young boys got to learn some stuff, but bringing them along and we're getting it done.
Yeah, I've heard several people talk about how this time is time to like knock off some rust a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't really seem like for the veterans there is much of that. You feel the same way?
That's a little bit, and I say that because I know we got a lot more that we can get accomplished. But I wouldn't say we starting off at ground zero. We probably starting off a couple steps ahead, but at the same time, we got a ways to go, so we'll get there.
How helpful is that when you've already put in enough work, or you put in some work, you're not starting from ground zero?
It's real helpful because when you go out there, it's not foreign. It's not brand new, so you know what's going on. And like I say, you're just putting in more work to sharpen your skills.
What's the value of having Tamba out there? Not able to do a lot today, but just some of the work with D and just to have his presence.
Oh, just his presence is enough as it is. He knows what he's doing. Handwork, he does it with them every day. And whenever I can get it, I can. Like you said, the presence of him itself is enough.
You say whenever you get it, you can. Does Tamba work with you on some of that stuff?
Yeah, whenever I can. Whenever I'm not working with D-line, I try to get some in. But like I say, the motor better with him because he knows a lot of stuff and it works, as y'all know.
What is he actually doing there? We see them do that stuff all the time. I
mean, yeah.
What is that drill?
I mean, it's the same stuff he does on the field. It's just slowed down. So he's just showing us step by step what he does, the progression of it, the steps, the hand placement, simple stuff like that.
Seems like he's counting it too.
Sometimes he might be, but he's not counting on the field at all. Trust me. Yeah, he makes it a reaction.
How's Chris Jones looking to you right now?
Good. I think he's looking good. Like I say, he's young. He got some stuff to learn as we all do. But I think so far so good.
He can make a big contribution like he did the other year.
Yeah, I think so. I think he can.
What stands out to you about Jones' skill set and frame?
Yeah, he's a long kid, and with him being long, he can use his arm. So, I mean, that's just an advantage for him, and he's pretty quick. He's picking up on the stuff real good, too. So, like I say, it's a little different when the bullets get to flying, but he's not panicking. He's not getting nervous. He's just doing what he got
to
do.
Are you looking forward to maybe being more versatile this year if the Jones' coaches choose to let you do that? I mean, you can line up three tech, five tech if necessary.
Yeah. Anything. The motor better for me. I'm trying to get there and stay there, so whatever I can do.
Well, is there a difference when it comes to defending the run when you're inside as opposed to outside at three or five?
Yeah. I mean, everything inside happens a little bit quicker because you're closer to the ball, you're closer to the offensive lineman, but at the same time, the blocking scheme's the same. So whether you're a zero shade or a three, blocking scheme's the same. It just happens a little quick when the closer you are to the ball.
How's that back?
Good. Great.
You and Chris Jones are both bigger guys. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I know that the coaches want him to work on is playing with a lot of energy, high energy all the time. As a bigger guy, what's the key to doing that?
It's a mindset. It's all a mindset. I mean, everybody out there going to get tired. No matter if you're 350 or 200. So you just got to put it in your mind and never stop, never quit, and just keep going.
Don Terry, what is your impression of his enthusiasm, Chris? Mm-hmm. I mean, he might be the only guy who danced his way on the stage once he was drafted and hugged the commissioner in a bear hug like that. Does he portray that kind of enthusiasm just about learning about the game, about wanting to grasp everything he can from the
guys? Yeah, that's just who he is. I mean, he can't change who he is. He's a lively guy, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just the type of person he is. But at the same time, we teach him what he can, and even on the field, he's lively. He's just an energetic person.
So you can translate that into something very positive for defense on the field?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I say, it's nothing but energy that he's just expressing when he does stuff like that. So the more energy for us, the better.
Do you ever feel any discomfort at all? Like, I know that's a real procedure. But now, like, do you ever feel anything?
Nah, man, I took some time this offseason to focus on nothing but that. So I got it right, and once I got it right, it's a constant process.
What'd you do to get it right?
Just the first 5 weeks after the season, I did no workouts. I did nothing but chiropractic, stretching, yoga, as funny as that may sound, but it worked. And just constantly doing that, it just helps you know how to take care of yourself better. And even now, the stretching and the ab work is consistent.
Right, you mentioned the core stuff you did last year, and it really helped you.
Yeah.
Was yoga something you did during the season last year?
Not during the season. I just started that this off season.
What did you get
that idea, bro? I don't know. Just people tell me that it helps your flexibility, so anything that'll help.
You agree? Does it work?
Yeah, it works. It's hard, too, though, but it works, yeah.
So now you slow down. I mean, do you have any personal goals? I know every year And I know you want the team to do better. What goals have you set for yourself that you want
to do? Man, I'm just trying to be the best I can be. I don't really put numbers on it. I just want to go out there and dominate games pretty much.
All right, go ahead. Guys in the trenches, since you don't have pads on, just what's your focus around these 10 practices? What can you guys do without
pads? It's probably, I mean, it might be better for us than most people think, because you really got to use technique. You got to use your hands, because if not, you're going to be getting helmets to the shoulders and getting beat up, and that'll hurt. So you really got to use your hands, your feet. You just got to be technique strong.
You guys are pretty competitive out there. It's kind of hard when you're running the drills and knowing that there's no contact, you do certain things when the offense is feeling like they've got a little bit.
No, competition is competition. I want to win every time. So, I mean, of course, that's going to happen whenever we play against anybody. So it is what it is.
Going back to the yoga, how hard of a sell was it to you for you to get involved in that?
It wasn't too hard when somebody said it helped me feel better. So, I mean, that's all you had pretty much had to tell me. And I tried it out a couple of days and it helped, like, relax, release the pressure. So, after that, it's nonstop.
Did you do that here?
I probably lost a couple pounds, 5-10 pounds, not too much. I wasn't trying to really lose too much weight this offseason.
Was that here or back in the
Phoenix? Okay. Phoenix.
And how many times a week did you do that,
bro? I did yoga like twice a week. Yeah.
Well, if you're doing it?
Probably so.
Were you normally the biggest guy in the room? Or
yeah, I'm always the biggest. I'm in a room with yogis, man. They small. they doing the stretches with no problem, and I'm pretty much trying to fake like it's no problem. But, I mean, it's all fun.
Was it mostly women in there?
Mostly. But they try to help me, man, so. It was no stress.
Like, is it that hot stuff where they turn?
No, I didn't do the hot. I did the regular. No, I got enough hot in the Phoenix sign.
Yo, who suggested this to you, man? Somebody.
Actually, the guy I work out with in Phoenix, he's a boxer and he does yoga. He said it helped him out, and he was genetically born with this problem. And he said it helped him. So I tried it out and it helped me too.
What's your favorite move?
Yeah, my trainer.
Downward dog. Favorite move? We got one.
I wouldn't say none of it are my favorite, but I get them done.